Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes.
Fantabulous. All right, looking forward into 2020, your good health is, well, a lot of people are going to make New Year's resolutions, and your good health is a big part of that oftentimes. You know that people make make decisions to change their health, change their attitude, change their outlook. My next guest has been involved with that for many years, Courtney McCormick, corporate dietitian at Nutrisystem. Courtney, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning.
Good to have you here. Of course, New Year's resolutions on the way, and a lot of folks trying to change, you know, everything. And sometimes it takes a transformation to get people where they want to be. Where do you start when you talk to somebody?
Well, so I think the important thing is really to, I always tell people, start small and find something that really works for you. And one thing that we're finding, especially in weight loss and wellness, is that personalization really is key. We know that consumers agree that what they want is something that's personalized to them. And I think that really speaks to, there's a variety of approaches that will work, and it's really not one size fits all. So you really need to find what works best for your lifestyle.
All right. You know, and so how do you get to that personalized healthcare plan? I agree with you. It can't be one size fits all. I mean, I'm different than my wife. I'm different from my kids. Not that my kids need a weight loss program, but different people need different things, obviously, right?
Yeah, and so one of the things that we've actually done, which is really exciting for us here at Nutrisystem this year, is we've developed a whole new program based on personalization. And what it does is it really takes into account someone's body type or body shape, as well as their food preferences, as well as their goals, and really creates that personalized program for that individual based on those factors. And again, we're trying to really take it beyond just weight loss and really find a program that can help you get healthy and stay healthy as well.
So how do you get there then? I mean, what are some of the first steps? How do you get to the point where you say, okay, it's not just about, you know, smaller portions and more protein and less carbs or whatever your approach might be. What is a good place to start?
So I think the best place to start, again, is to look at, you know, what's going to be realistic for you. So whether it's something like a program where we, you know, we provide most of the food for you and it's fully structured, or whether it's a program where if you want to start small and just have, you know, maybe replacing one meal eating out a week with something a little healthier or packing your lunch. So I think trying to identify what are your goals and finding those small goals that are realistic and that you can actually move forward and do.
Sure. I mean, the weight loss industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. There are all sorts of things out there that people can try and test and work with and experiment with. And I guess maybe the first part of it